It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, the project that records the stories of Americans across this country. Today, Mary Van Beek talks about her childhood in the 1920s. She grew up in Newark, New Jersey, the oldest of four children. Her parents were immigrants from Europe. As Mary tells her son, Charles, her parents managed a modest life for the family until an accident changed everything.
My father passed when I was only 5 years old. He worked for an electrical company, and he was standing in water, and someone dropped a wire and electrocuted him. He was 29 years old. And so my mother had to go out to work, wash clothes, and clean house to try and feed four children. And I remember whatever Mama would get from the people that she worked for is what we wore. And I don't ever remember going to the store to get a pair of shoes because Mama couldn't afford it. I'm not saying that we looked dowdy. She said, you don't have to be dirty to be poor. I always remember that. But when Mama couldn't feed us anymore, she had to place me in a home where I would work for my keep, and I would come home every other Sunday. And this is how we try to survive.
How long did you work for that family?
2 years, till I was 16. Mama worked across the street from there washing clothes, and it was a hot summer day, and she was walking down the street, and I ran to the front door and called her in to visit with her. And after she left, Mrs. Blaisdell said to me, don't ever let the help come in the front door. And I said, I don't want to work here then if my mother can't come in the front door. And I packed my little suitcase and came home. I can remember that so well.
That's 94-year-old Mary Van Beek with her son Charles at StoryCorps in Knoxville, Tennessee. Their interview will be archived in the StoryCorps collection at the Library of Congress, and you can get the project's podcast at npr.org.